Over to you, Josh.
Great. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining in the call today. My name is Josh Millar with the IBIS Network, and you can visit our website at professionalnetworkingsuite.com, S-U-I-T-E. We're offering a special promotion to everyone on the call today. We'll give you a free 30-day trial of our professional networking suite. There are no setup fees or other charges for the trial. The networking suite includes your own real estate blog website, updated daily by our staff of professional writers. You get a full-color, three-page monthly e-newsletter ready to send out to your contact list. You get set up on the eight major social networking sites, including profiles on the industry sites ActiveRain and Trulia, and we do search engine optimization of your existing business website. So if you're interested, send me an email after the call to jmillar@theibisnetwork.com or call me at 1-800-929-3156, extension 101. Joining us today is the coach, Bill Sparkman. Bill has coached, trained, and motivated thousands of real estate agents nationwide. He's been developing champions in the real estate industry since 1987. His nuts and bolts, real-world approach to increasing performance will help move you to the next level. Bill's sales and marketing ideas are up to date, they're fresh, and proven to be successful in creating results now. And today, Bill is going to talk about the art of reverse prospecting. Good morning, Coach.
Hello, Josh, and first of all, thank you and welcome to everyone that's joined today's business building session. It's going to be a good one, I can tell you that right up front. And thanks to Josh Millar and the IBIS Network for sponsoring today's call. It's an important one. I know that all of you that joined this morning or this afternoon, wherever you're calling from, had many choices and you chose to be on this call, so good for you. Now, your next charge will be to protect that investment this morning or this afternoon by listening for your nugget. And I say listening for your nugget, not that there's a nugget that's going to come out, but listen to the one thing, the one idea, the one strategy that really matches your style, your particular budget, your particular personality that can really elevate the results in your business dramatically and quickly. And if you do that, I feel there's a better chance that you'll actually take the next step, which is action. Today ideas are, they're really a dime a dozen. Everybody's got an idea. Everybody's listening to ideas. Everybody's taking notes about ideas. But really, it's action I really see is the rare commodity in our business today. This market that we're currently engaged in is really designed for the pro. I think that's why in every city in America, 5% of the realtors really create about 95% of all the results. So I'm sure that that must be who we have on the call today, the 5%, which I call are the players. You know what I'm talking about. That 5% are actually out there playing every day. Versus the group that I see often that are just watching or have all the comments on what's going on in the real estate industry. So we're glad you're here. Today most agents just seem that they're just too busy these days. Can anybody relate? For some reason they're so busy they can't really get anything done. I'm writing a white paper I just finished with. So a few weeks I've been asking the question of a lot of people in a lot of industries, and the question is, hey, how have you been? And it seems like the most popular response is, oh, I've been busy. And of course then I usually follow that up with the question, with what? And most people can't even answer. So but they got the whole busy thing down. So maybe there's the tip of the day as we start off, and that tip is, don't confuse activity with productivity. There's more people that are in busyness than there really is in business today. So let's use that as a bit of a foundation as we begin, because the objective is very simple. We have a very short time. I want to give you some tangible strategies that you can use to grow your business using reverse prospecting, very simply. And reverse prospecting is a very specific style of marketing. At least it is in my system, the system that I teach. Reverse prospecting is just one particular technique. So I want to stretch your mind this morning. I want to give you some unconventional tools that I really believe that you can once again get engaged with quickly. And these specific tools are being used right now by realtors that I'm coaching, and they're producing not only consistent results, but results results on a budget. You know, maybe that's part of it. So if it's time, and by the way, we're just about at halftime, right? 15th of June, we're eking up here at the end of the second quarter. Actually, the year will be half gone, end of June. In athletics, they call that halftime. So maybe today is a good time for you to take a look at the possibility of hitting your refresh button. You know, if your business plan, if your marketing strategy is not producing the results that you want, then maybe this is good timing. And that refresh button is right there. So before I start, I've got a word about marketing here, but I just this morning got some news I think that will be of interest to all of you on the call. With the FHA Reform Act being passed last Thursday, what you will probably see as evidence of that is the increase in the annual mortgage insurance on FHA loans from 0.55 to 1.55, which is a full percentage point. Now, what that means to us is, as a realtor, that may be another tool for you to use to get your buyer off the fence, because that particular change will have a dramatic difference in their monthly payment. It was just not too long ago that FHA raised the upfront mortgage insurance, and now they're raising the annual. So, I mean, let's face it, they're out of money. I mean, FHA's got to raise capital, and given that they don't do loans, they're just an insurance company, they're going to have to do that by raising premiums. So that's one thing. Keep your eye on that. But now there's another little nugget for you here. If you've got somebody on the fence today waiting to make that purchase, You might be able to use this. You know, I'd get off that fence as quickly as you can. There's never going to be a better day than today to get that purchase done. And then the second thing I noticed, it looks like the tax credit closing date is going to be extended to the end of September from June 30th. They're voting on that as we speak, today or tomorrow, I think. So watch that if you have anybody that is racing to the goal line right now at that June 30th date to qualify for the first-time homebuyer tax credit. Keep your eyes peeled. They're not going to extend. Extend the purchase part of it, but probably the closing part. So there's a couple of news tips for the day. But now let's talk about marketing, and I think that's the key. A quick word about marketing, at least again my style, what I teach. I teach four types of marketing and prospecting. I teach high-impact marketing, which is face-to-face and those things that you do every day to get yourself on the radar. Another type of marketing is what I call educational marketing. It's group selling, seminar marketing, very distinct from the other. I teach automated marketing, which is what I call really drip marketing. It's those things that become more robotic in what you do. Of course, Josh is the pro at this one, with all of the tools that he offers there through the networking suite. This is something that can definitely elevate that particular part of your business using the drip marketing and the automation and some of the things that can be done through the networking suite. So be sure you check that out. And then the fourth area of marketing is reverse prospecting. So we've got high-impact educational marketing, automated marketing, and reverse prospecting, which really is just direct response marketing, would be another way of saying that. How about passive marketing? It's more like that. So that's what we'll focus on today, is just the direct response, reverse prospecting, to give that part of your business a once-over, or for some of you, a glance at some of the tools that you can use at this level of marketing that can give you more opportunity and more time in some of the other areas of your business. Now, the key between those four areas of marketing, obviously, are finding the type of marketing that matches, again, your style. I think reverse prospecting is going to match everybody's style, Once again, it's more robotic, it's passive marketing, it's more direct response. So I think you'll see that. And I think the other key is not only is balancing your time, effort, energy between the four, and then it may be the consistency. Whatever you pick up today, in fact, if you pick up a strategy today that that you want to implement, I think that what will produce a high level of results will be that consistency in keeping it up. And I think part of it is that we'll be looking at some key multiple lead generators through reverse prospecting. I'll be giving you some specific examples, let's put it that way, so you can really wrap your mind around the strategy, and then looking at some of the examples that are being utilized today, you can see if some of those really are something that you can get engaged in your business with immediately. I do believe and still believe, always have believed, that prospecting and marketing is the weakest link in the selling chain. I think that most realtors are up on the industry news. Most realtors can do a pretty good or an adequate job presenting. If there was a qualified buyer sitting across the table from you, you probably do a pretty good job at your presentation. So I think where the weakness comes in is in that you know, either getting them to sit across the table from you, number one, of course, and then actually get them to sign a contract. But today, there's just so many. I'd say upwards of 90% of the realtors that I am working with, they're just looking. They're looking for leads in the wrong places. And I think that that's something that's dramatically changed in our business in the last 2 or 3 years. Business used to be in every place, and now it's camouflaged to like never before. So in this reverse prospecting strategy, we're going to utilize what I think is the number one reason somebody would respond to you, if it's really direct response marketing, meaning why would they respond? And that's what I call the curiosity factor. In fact, it's the curiosity factor putting into use is why this whole marketing concept works anyway. So I say if you're using reverse prospecting without the curiosity factor, it'll be nice, it'll be great, it'll be the right price, everything will be good. But the only thing that won't happen, I say, is you're not going to get a return on that investment of time and energy and effort because you're not going to get the level of response that you're looking for. So I don't know, it's just curiosity seems to be the genius of all marketing. Now, we're going to tie that directly into the genius of all marketing into reverse prospecting. So we'll tie that down a bit. So what's reverse prospecting? It's all those things I said. It's actually someone being moved by something that you said, either in print or in a number of the other areas that we'll look at, that moved them to contact you via your lead generating system. They were moved to contact you. That's kind of maybe that's where the reverse part comes in versus you contacting them. That's more high impact marketing. It's all the tools we put into place where you're actually reaching out to contact prospects. In reverse, you did something in your lead generation system that moved somebody to contact you. And let's face it, aren't you a lot better when somebody calls you and they're already interested in something? See, when I reach out through high impact marketing, I have to generate interest first before I can even do anything else. If they're not interested in buying a house, I can't go start talking about the kind of home they want. I have to generate the interest myself. But in reverse prospecting, when they contact you, interest is already there. That's the whole concept. You've created interest. You've created curiosity. So now what you become facile at and very good at is turning interest into action. Now, that's another day, though. That's another one of our business sessions, and that's called lead conversion. But I hope you see the distinction there. High-impact marketing, you reach out to others. You have to create curiosity in those things that you say and do. Reverse prospecting, interest is already there. That's why they contacted you. So now all we've got to do is move that forward. So it's a lead generation system that's working for you 24/7 to create opportunities to make a sale. What's reverse prospecting? It's a generating lead system working for you 24/7, creating opportunities for you to make a sale. Not to create interest, to make a sale. See, it already created interest, so I'm sure I don't want to beat that one to death, but you get it. Because I really feel I'm not trying to downplay lead conversion. I think it's important. Marketing will be a waste. Reverse prospecting is a waste of money, right up until somebody says, where do I sign this contract? So I know lead generation, that's another day, that's another topic, but clearly, without that, you're right, Tim, marketing is a waste of money. Think how many people do waste money marketing. They waste it. Sorry. They spend all this time, all this energy, all this effort, all these dollars, and they get some response, but what they can't do is have somebody sign a contract. So we're gonna focus on that. So reverse prospecting is about branding. It's about positioning yourself as the expert realtor in the area. And that really starts with raising community awareness, as well as some of the tools that Josh talked about with the newsletters and the Facebook and everything else. But it is really looking for a way to create more credibility through raising that awareness in the community that you do business with by massive separation between yourself and other agents in the area. So if somebody says, "Well, is branding good?" I'm not the expert, but I know something about branding, and it's mainly about positioning. And I want the community to look at you and go, "Oh, I know him. Oh, I know that. Oh, Josh Millar, I've heard of him. Yeah, he's a pro. I see him everywhere." See, all of a sudden, it's creating that awareness in the community that you are the go-to realtor. And that's what we're going to try to do using reverse prospecting. You do it through those other areas, high impact. What are you trying to do? You're trying to position yourself. Educational marketing, position yourself as the pro. Drip marketing, well, that's consistency. So really, isn't that what we're always trying to do? And I can't do that just by going out and passing out business cards. I've got to find other ways to elevate the time and the return on investment. So let's look at some of these, what I call low cost and high return examples that we're using currently with reverse prospecting, and we're receiving a pretty high response to all of these. Are the realtors selling more homes because of this? I don't know. All I know is they're getting a lot more opportunities. Let's put it that way. Remember, lead conversion is another topic. All we're talking about today is I want to give you more swings. I want to get you to the plate more often. I want to give you more opportunities. Now, after that, stay tuned. We'll look at that concept later. So, now, some of these strategies I'm going to talk about, let's see how to say it. They're not brand new, hey, there's a new idea. What we changed was the message in the type of marketing. I'll say that even a better way. We didn't create an entire new approach to marketing. It could have been something that we've been doing for years that we just had to absolutely change the message of, and I think that I'll give you some example. Well, here's an example, one example of how we didn't change the idea, we just changed the message. And that starts off with print advertising, which we all know is the most expensive of all. Well, I guess there's other, being on TV probably or the radio, but let's just say that print advertising for most, it's expensive. It takes money out of your checkbook every day. You know, we talk about marketing being a waste of money until somebody signs a contract. Whew, what about print advertising? Yeah, so it's not a new idea. I don't want you to go, oh, yeah, run an ad, there's a new idea. No, I'm just saying that we're going to use reverse prospecting through print advertising by changing the message. I think we all know that today only 3% of buyers are currently starting their home search reading home magazines or newspapers. That's a pretty low. So I always look at that and go, so why are so many people advertising those magazines? For the same reason I did. I just show the seller that, hey, we got your home advertised in the Home magazine. Of course, we're attracting about a 3% audience, but anyway, so we know that part of it. Now, I want to show you how you can increase your return dramatically using that medium rather than throwing the whole concept away, and that starts by advertising payments instead of home prices. With print advertising, and however you do that, wherever you do, with that one subtle, well, forget subtle, with that one dramatic change, we have seen an incredible difference in the response. Remember, reverse prospect, the response by advertising the payments on a home versus the price of a home. You see, what's more emotional? A home that's $229,500 or a home that you can own for $714 per month? We're going after, now remember, in this this is just one little area of reverse prospecting, we're going after emotion. And I have found that advertising, in print advertising, the price of a home is a disqualifier. The payment of a home is emotional. Remember, I want to create curiosity. I want them to call me for more information. I want them to go, wait a minute. How do you own a house like that for $714 a month? See now, game on. I just got to get there. When they read $229.5, they said, oh, my goodness, we're never going to get a house. You see, they don't understand. They don't have any clue of how to get from $229.5 to $714 a month. Does that make sense? So start advertising payments. Get your lender and get the lowest stinking payment you can get, all right? By the way, it's real. This isn't a flip and switch and a bait and whatever. That payment is available on that house. Now, it has all of the compliance. If you're already thinking, wait a minute, doesn't it have to show the APR? Yes, all that. The lender will take care of that. I want him to give me the lowest payment you can on this house that I have listed for $229.5. I mean, give me the, I don't care. And think about today. Rates are ridiculous. If you're not advertising payments today, oh, my goodness, home loans are on sale, all right? We're into the threes and the fours. I mean, can you imagine what the payment would look like on some of these first-time home buyer properties? I mean, it's going to blow people away. So get the lowest payment so that you can advertise that, and then use that, whether it's on your flyers at open house, any type of print advertising you're using, your Take One flyer box, all of those things begin to highlight the payment of a home. Versus the price. Recently met with a builder that had a very difficult time not only selling his new home subdivision in this market, but just getting traffic, getting people to even stop by and look at the model. Well, I came in, we did a marketing session. I gave him one simple little change. Boy, you got great houses. Those big flags waving out in front of the street, man, they're beautiful. Everything's cool. What a nice community to live in. The only thing he was missing were obviously a prospect. So I said, let's do this. Let's take away all these marketing things in the paper and the flyers and the little things in the model that talk about the prices. And let's talk about, you know, the Oakwood model, $814 per month, the whatever model. Start advertising these in the model, in all your things, in the payments. And I mean, just that alone, I earned my fee. Let's put it that way. I don't know if they sold any more homes. I have no idea. See, that's lead conversion. But I'll tell you what, he got a lot more people coming into the models, and he told me that was his biggest challenge, getting people in the model. Well, how do we relate to that? Getting people into your listing, getting them to come to your open house, getting more it's all about that. So we're doing the same thing just with our listings that a builder would do. So consider changing. Remember, don't change everything. I didn't say we threw out the whole idea. We just changed a pretty subtle thing and went from price to payment. Think about where else you would use that in your print advertising. You could use that with your Craigslist advertising. You could use that just that alone. What if you started advertising on Craigslist, advertising the payments of a home again versus a three-bedroom, two-bath with a virtual whoever tour and all that sort of thing? It just change the content. That's it. And by the way, Craigslist, you can get 10 free accounts. You can run one ad per day per account, I mean, and it's free. Why not try some things out that are new? where it doesn't cost you any money. Does that make sense? If you already have a listing, try this. It won't cost you any money. Why Craigslist? Because it's free. All right, I'm going to try it. Now, just be careful where you place ads. We don't place ads under homes for sale anyway on Craigslist. It's always homes for rent. Why? It's reverse prospecting. I want somebody to call me. I don't want to call them. So I go to, you know, so we're still looking at those, the where to place the ad. It's under homes for rent, not for sale. The content is very short. Why rent? Call for a list of homes in your area available for $100 down and $714 per month. Use that content and, you know, and that. So, and by the way, always leave that call to action. It can be very short, whatever your print ad says, but it has to have a call to action, which is reverse prospecting at its best. Call to action is call for a list of homes available in the Williamson County area for under $800 per month. Remember, the people reading this ad are going to be going out and putting down first and last month's rent anyway. I might be able to get them a house, especially if I can get them engaged. How many people are renting today that you don't even get a shot at? They are qualified. They have all the ability. They've just disqualified themselves. We don't even get a shot at them. So all I'm saying is here, let me just have a shot, all right? Since they're moving anyway, why don't you call for our free list of homes available in this area for that much per month? See, we've just set up a realtor's website that advertises their featured properties, and now their featured properties are under not cities, not prices, not anything else, homes for $700 a month or less, homes for $800 or less. Think about that. Boy, there's a clue right there. That's almost a nugget. If you're already advertising featured properties or however you call those, your hot listings, why not separate them it's easy to change. Give it a shot. See what happens when you begin to separate homes by the monthly payment. And now, by the way, that's going to take meeting with your lender. Sitting down, yeah, he's going to have to work. He's going to have to figure out payments, give you the proper disclosures. Does that make sense? To add, and off you'll go. So, okay, enough of that. Print advertising, that's just one. And as you can imagine, there's lots of other types of print advertising, but we'll leave it at that. The takeaway from that is payment versus price. Let's lean in and see what we can do. Now, the second area, we're going to use that same idea with our payment yard signs for listings and for sale by owners. We're looking again for more inbound phone calls. There's a sign on the front yard of your listing that says for sale. It's got your company's big old sign, sign writers. It's got your it's beautiful. Now, right next to your sign, your listed sign, I'm going to put my sign, another sign that just says, own this home for $752 per month. Call for more information, all the disclosure. Where do you get that? Your favorite loan, your favorite lender. But the key is now let's see who gets more calls. The one that says, own this home for as little as $744 per month, or your sign that says, for sale, your number, and what have you. See, I have a suspicion. No, I don't. I'll definitely can get more calls. If they're going to call, if somebody's going to drive by and call anyway, they're calling on my sign. Sorry. Why? Curious. Yours isn't curious. It says for sale. Mine says for a payment. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, wait, they might be curious to see how much it is. Well, I know. But if they don't think they could even afford it, why would they call? See, I want to get them at the very beginning of their curiosity. So just that alone, I want you to consider that. This is very inexpensive, by the way. This is low cost, high return. That's called your lender. Get over here. Sit down. We're going to have a meeting. I've got four listings, 14, 400. Here's what I need you to do. Let's maybe even share the expense on this. And again, you don't have to buy hundreds of yard signs. They're professional looking. All they are is to increase and give you more inbound calls, which equal more potential opportunities to make a sale. That's it. Now, remember, I want to kick this up. They may not be interested in that house. I've had people that call up, do you have any more homes that are for $752 a month? We didn't really like that area. Isn't that interesting? They think that payment is just for that house. So now I'm generating inbound calls. See, if they didn't like that area, they won't even call your sign. They won't call the one that says for sale. They didn't like this area. But all of a sudden they went, I wonder if they have any more of those houses for $750 a month. So do you see what that – so build on the idea of capturing their attention through that, again, curiosity, and I think payment does it more than anything else. Enough of that. And by the way, those signs can be utilized both on your listings and your for sale by owners. We give a for sale by owner a yard sign as well. Why? Same reason. We work it in conjunction with our lender, but the key is the same idea. Third area, low cost, high return, and that is if you are utilizing print advertising or payment yard signs, I suggest that you also incorporate the call capture technology, which is the 24/7 assistant, basically is one way to put it. It's your 24/7 assistant. And then utilize that particular phone number in your print advertising on your payment yard signs. Utilize, I would rather, now I know it's a good idea to answer your phone when somebody calls. I get it. But you get 10 or 15 signs out there, and there's a number of reasons why I want to use that call capture number and technology, which you already know what it is. Somebody calls, we capture their phone number. If they just hang up or whatever, we can still follow up through a call, a return call. And we're not encroaching on the no-call list. They called us anyway. So we just give each particular property or each advertisement a specific extension. Hey, thanks for calling Bill Sparkman's Real Estate Hotline. Please put in the extension of the ad that you saw or the sign and for more information. Now, right off the bat, we want to give them more options. So, by the way, as soon as somebody does call on your sign or your ad, you're automatically notified. Your lender's notified. They can pre-screen the people. All that takes over. It also tracks your advertising dollars. Let's say you're running print ads, website ads. We've got payment yard signs. We've got for sale by owners that we've given the number to. It separates all of those calls for you. We just give a different extension. Let's see. For sale by owners, start with extension in the 200s. My listings in 300s. Print advertising extensions are the 400s. So you can very easily, at the end of the month, track your advertising dollars. It also helps you with price reductions. You can go to the listed property and tell the seller, look how many calls we've had lately. It's right here. It's printed out. It's official. I mean, it's a computer-generated form. We've had this many calls, and we haven't had one showing. We've had not only not a showing, not an offer, so maybe we should revisit our price point. So it helps you with that. Now make sure that there's also a call to action for more information, for more properties, for other this. Leave them in action. And, of course, promote payment. Any call capture utilization on any of your signs you're advertising, it's still the same. Promote the payment. Now, that's another split cost with my loan officer. And, by the way, why wouldn't they? You want my business? Well, let's sit down and talk about what a real partnership's going to look like. Does that make sense? I mean, we're not talking about thousands of dollars. This is little money. But again, think about it. Let's say that we just stopped right here and you started using advertising payment in your print ads and your payment signs, your call capture technology. Just off the bat, everything we've created is allowing you more time to go do something else. Did I say that? I didn't say that right. But these are all things that are very passive in nature once they start. Once you put the ad in starting to sell paint, go do something else. See what you get in return. Once you flip on that Craigslist ad, go do something else. So, again, just in these areas, we've really reached part of the goal, and that is creating some things that are on a passive level so we can go go explore other areas of marketing if we choose. Area four, low cost, high return, and that's using free reports and something like an ebook on your website. Now, right back to it. What kind of a report, and why would we do that? Well, first of all, ebooks and free, they're all, here's the key word, they're free. If you have a website and you don't have an ebook on it, or, you know, how to buy your first home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, if you don't have a book, an ebook on there, I mean, why? A Google ebook, there's a millions of, I mean, it's easy. A free report, are you kidding me? There's plenty of free reports. Now, I say on your website, I know some of you on the call today belong to a large organization, a large national company. So maybe the company provides a website where you may be on there under our team, search for an agent. You know, kind of difficult for most people to find you there. The website that I had for my real estate company had one purpose, and that was to promote me. Sorry, your company's is to promote them. That's just the way it is. So I would suggest, if you want to really this branding, community awareness, positioning yourself, why don't you get your own website? They're free. Why wouldn't you have one? 20 minutes after the call today, you can have your own website. Absolutely free. Alamode.com. Go get one. And now, once you get your own website, now let's start. What are we going to do? Some curiosity. Think of all you. Put your listings on there again. Separate them by price. These reports and the ebooks are what I call ethical bribes. Okay, I mean, it's good, good information. It's free. People like that because they don't have to talk to anybody. You know, that's why they call the call capture number, because it says 24/7 recorded information. That's why they call it your for sale sign, and you know, same thing on the yard sign. Everything is 24/7 recorded information. An ebook and a free or a free report of some nature is really the same idea. They don't have to talk to anybody. They don't think. Of course, to get, as you already know, to get a copy of your free ebook or your free report, they have to give you their email address so you can email it to them. That's called building your opt-in list and allowing you future marketing opportunities, a follow-up system, just that alone. All right, so far, that's all free. It's just the time that it takes. And by the way, the alamode.com, that's about a 30-minute deal. I mean, 30 minutes, you got your own website. You can keep the one at the company you work for. Does that make sense? I'm not saying any – that's good. That's national recognition, all that. There's no problem. I'm just saying if I'm going to all of this time to use all this advertising and that we're talking about, I want to drive them to my website right off the bat, where there's not 15 other agents where they go, oh, I like how he looks, I'm going to call him. No, you go to my website. You got one shot, and that's me, okay? So this is not only now I'm going to stay on this just for a minute. Free report. Click here for your free report, Why Today is the Best Time to Buy in the Whole World Has Ever Been, or get your free ebook on how to buy your first home with limited down payment and blah, blah, blah. They give you their email address, they get the book, and now what I suggest is that you follow that up. Now, they got it. We follow that up with using something called an autoresponder, very inexpensive. As soon as they opt in and they get a little copy of your report or your book, they get very soon after that, hey, thanks for visiting my website. And by goodness, I'm sure glad you got a copy of that free report, and I'd sure look forward to helping you soon. It gives them an automatic email autoresponder. We use a company called AWeber. It is absolutely, that's expensive. No, you can't believe how inexpensive it is. You get one of Josh's newsletters. All right, let's just look at this concept. Well, we're getting into another whole concept here, but you give me a newsletter. A three-page, I think he said, newsletter that I want to send to all my referral sources and all my closed clients. I just happen to have a lot of them. How am I going to do that? I'll use AWeber. I could take Josh's newsletter, use AWeber, send them out, go do something else. It's called reverse prospecting and saving time. So here's your takeaway from this little piece. Google, e-reports, e-books. You'll see how simple that is. Take a look at alamode.com by the end of the day. Tomorrow's only Wednesday. You could have your own website set up just for you, so you can direct all of these responses in reverse prospecting to your central location. And I think you can begin to look at that. So again, that's not a biggie. We're offering free CDs. How about downloading a free CD on how to buy a home in Chicago, Illinois, first time home buyer. A free CD. They can just download it. It's free to set up. Now, by the way, if you're interested in that one, let Josh know. To record a little seminar like today, or an informational piece, educational opportunity. Again, positioning yourself as a pro in the marketplace where you do business. I think it starts with that. Number five is single property websites. I don't know what else to say. It's an e-property sites marketing system that absolutely you can knock it out of the park. Yesterday, about 60 realtors that I did a seminar with in my city, 59 of them either didn't know about the single property websites or didn't use them. And that's where I went, what are you? Are you crazy? Why wouldn't you use a single property website, first of all? How much is it? Oh, it's, probably $10. I mean, are you kidding me? Each one of your listings becomes its own website. Okay, there's one reason. So think about this. In this day and age, let's take your listing and my listing. My listing says, go to our website, 278 Wise Road, whatever. And there's a property website all for itself. Well, I like realtor.com. So do I, okay? Which there's how many million listings that all of a sudden mine gets lost? When they go to your single property website, it's one site, one property. Now, it has, it's actually a mobile phone website. It's set up, and this is free text capture marketing. Come on, you have any first-time homebuyer price range properties? Do you know that the age group of a first-time homebuyer is 30 years old, between 28 and 32? They like texting. That's how they communicate. If you have a listing in that price range and you don't have a text number up there for them to do it, they're probably not going to call you. Well, for a number of reasons. They don't think they can afford it. But if they drive by, ooh, text this number. Oh, watch this. And how cool is this? They text. How would you like to get a message right now that says there's somebody right now, this moment, not an hour ago, in front of your listing, looking at the outside of it, and not only the outside of it, they've just texted in. It's got a mobile website. They're looking at a little virtual tour, and here's their phone number. Hello. Why wouldn't we do that? Now it automatically gets fed to Google, Trulia, Oodle, Zillow, Realtor.com. Automatically, it's already placed on those, and we do that anyway. It's got hundreds of pictures available, virtual tours, aerial shots. I mean, think, should I go on? I mean, come on. You want to impress a seller at a listing appointment? Have their property already set up on an e-property website? I mean, are you kidding me? This is a no-brainer. Automatically uploads your listing to Craigslist. Automatic. Create one click, boom, it's on Craigslist. I mean, really think about it. 62% of all buyers today drive the neighborhood they want to live in before they make any other decision. 87% of all searches, as you well know, begin on the internet. What did we say? 3% from print advertising. 87% close to that of a home search begins on the internet. 87, that's 90. I wonder the other 10% may come from all the other sources we talked about. But it gives you a great feedback system also that you can utilize in talking to your sellers again. So I kind of want to just summarize this with, there's 250 million cell phones in the country. There's a billion texts a day. If I could do this for free, I'm doing it. Why? I can't not do it, especially if you're promoting properties that are in the first-time home buyer price range. Does that make sense? And now you can imagine when they text it in, what are you advertising? Payments, of course. Think about when they do text, you get the message, your favorite lender gets the message so he can do his pre-screening so that you can continue on with what you've been doing the day to get yourself positioned to do more business. So I think I like the cost of it at $10 a listing. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. A secret. It's not a secret, or I wouldn't tell you. Anyway, the group yesterday, I asked, why don't you use this this tool? What I really got down to was, and I already knew the answer, most realtors, I still have to do it. I got to sit down, put in the, I know. Well, anyway, so what if I took away that from you? What if I could show you a way that you could utilize the e-property sites and everything that I just said that it includes? And by the way, even more than that, if you're interested, go to epropertysites.com. I mean, it's, look what's in. And what if I told you that all I need is the MLS number, and I can show you, I've got somebody that'll do that for you. For you, you got 30 listings, give me 30 MLS numbers. I'll show you who to send them to, and it's done for you for $7 an hour. So let's just say that you had 10 listings. This particular virtual assistant can do 10 property sites an hour. If you had 10 listings, it's $7. I mean, come on. $7, I could get 10 individual websites set up for me. So really, we've just pretty much taken away. There's no excuse. I mean, even at that. What if you have 30 listings? Let's see. That would take him 3 hours. $20. I got 30 individual property websites all set up on Craigslist, every posting on everything from Google to Zillow to everything in between. It's just done. You want to talk about leveraging your time and the ultimate reverse prospecting possibilities? See, you've just kicked up reverse prospecting to another whole level. Now, why don't we – you want to offer that to one of your for sale by owners? You know, the ones that are still advertising in the paper where 3% of the buyers come from today, do you think you might have something to say to him other than, hey, if it doesn't work out, hey, give me a call. I'd be able to list your house and do all this for you. We don't. We give them an individual property website right off the bat. Why? Obligation. Why else? Are you kidding? We get all the text leads. See, do you, this is almost another whole topic. But do you see why we would use the single property website with a for sale by owner with the pretexting? Because remember, we get all the leads, you, your lender, all of that. So yeah, we're trying to help the for sale by owner. That would be nice. But also, we're positioning ourselves. Now, for the for sale by owner single property website, you can use e-property sites just like like I just spoke about. We use a similar product. The only difference is it's free. It's called postlets.com, P-O-S-T-L-E-T-S, postlets. And that's that really does just about everything that we've already said. So I'm trusting that in some of these areas that we talked about for reverse prospecting, I've only opened a conversation in your mind. I hope I've only stretched your thinking a little bit, and I'm not supposing that you don't do any of what we just talked about. We've talked at the beginning about hitting the refresh button. Maybe there's a way that with some of these ideas you can really begin to elevate your results just with some not always dramatic changes, but with some subtle changes. So summary. What's the one thing you could do that would have the biggest impact on your business would be my question to you before you hang up. The one thing you could do based on today's call, or maybe not, that would have the biggest impact in your business in the next 30 days, let's say. See, I know you can't do everything. You're not going to do all this. Remember, ideas, action. But I know you can do one thing. So maybe there's just one thing that you can do. Remember, it's action that creates the results. So if you did get one of these ideas for yourself, just act swiftly. And acting swiftly is maybe the next step that will protect your investment for being on the call today. Now, the information today and subsequent information that you'll get from Josh Millar was offered to you for free. I'm not free. Old Josh picked up the tab today for today's call. So if you did gain from today's call, be sure to say thanks to Josh. And the way you do that is just by taking a look at his product and looking at how it can also absolutely impact the sales opportunities that we're all looking for in your business. So with that, it's been an honor. Thanks for listening. Make today an amazing day, and I'll look forward to talking to you again. Josh?
Thanks, Coach. You can visit Bill's website at BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at 1-800-929-3156, extension 101, or email me at jmillar@theibisnetwork.com. Thanks again for calling in today.